theme of the show that we're on.
Remix. Do one of your raps. Come on.
Okay. I'm rapping. Theme of the show with the same as the dough.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I'm going to the box office. Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like the ticket price refunded, please.
The whole ticket price?
Yes. What's wrong? All of it.
Wait, the price that we...
Wait, what, you... Shouldn't you be on stage?
See me do it.
I get it. Okay, just, here's all of my money.
Thank you. Now let me on that stage.
Okay, come on up here, sir. Now rap for us.
Hey, everybody, it's time for some rap.
Excuse me, I want my money back.
You know what? You're right here.
Okay.
And here's some for you. Oh, she's on her phone.
Already.
And I'm done.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Threedom, show where Lauren's on her phone.
I vow to never pick it up again. I am not a phone user.
I did not pick up that phone.
Lauren was doing the JFK voice and the Bill Clinton thumb.
Yeah. And they should not a crook.
They should combine every president into one and be a super president.
That would be so much easier because we wouldn't have to vote.
We would just go, guy is every president combined, all 40.
I'm every president.
It's all in me. Would it be?
All 45 of them. That's right. I don't consider the 46th to be.
Biden?
He's not a real president.
Dark Brandon.
Dark Brandon, indeed.
Would every president combined be a very tall thing or like a big blob?
Would have to be tall like Lincoln.
I picture
fat
like a big
Taft.
Head.
No, I mean, if it's all of them.
It's mainly a head with like a...
Meaning like a giant, like almost Godzilla size thing with like a body comprised of all of their bodies.
Yes.
How different were their bodies? You know, if you're really making it like a caricature, they're all basically the same arms, torso, legs.
I think it would have to be a regular...
I'm a president.
Regular size.
Honestly, I'm not.
Regular size.
Arms, torso, legs.
Well, my torso looks different because it has tits on it. Haven't yet seen a female president. And yeah, we are going to talk about that today.
Well, I hope when there's a female president, we just talk about her tits.
Well, you know, it's got to be a point of conversation because we've never discussed it with the men. Butter tit nails.
Butter tits. Hey, butter tits. You're president. Hey,
butter tits. She's stunning. She's perfect from head to toe. Her tits are disgusting. They are disgusting. She is the most attractive woman I've ever seen.
But her tits
her
are
tits
disgusting.
Are revolting. Oh. She's a butter tits.
I think it would have to be a regular sized human with the qualities of every president.
Oh, the qualities.
Stovepipe hat.
That's not a quality.
That's something.
Are they going to say it's like something. Integrity?
Not able to tell a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Tree axe.
Wooden teeth.
No. Let's talk about that. Let's say you had to get all your teeth. The Amish community,
sure,
they will preemptively remove all of your teeth and give you.
By
dentures.
The way, Lauren, this has been a long Rumspringa. Are you going to go back or not?
Yeah. I'm thinking no because I love
this has
meth.
Been five seasons of this show.
Yes.
I love meth. I'm not going back.
Okay. You love meth too much.
We don't have it there.
Just take some meth
back
with you.
Or Mountain Dew. Let me just say.
Mm. What about playing cards?
Let me just say, we don't have Mountain Dew.
We don't have Mountain Dew. The cows don't make that out of their pussies.
That's true. Can't argue.
They don't.
Can't argue.
Now I'm thinking about that kid who listens to this with his mom. Anyway. okay, but I was going to say, in the Amish communities, they will, and I watched a
video by Weird Al.
Amish. The docu- reality show. Where it was really great. It's a bunch of these teens that they're following going on their Rumspringas and so forth. But they would preemptively remove their teeth sometimes so that they don't have to deal with dental care and give them dentures.
I chop off my arms so I don't have to like break one.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is smart.
That
but then this poor teen girl has
bananas.
No teeth.
Oh, let me get an introduction.
Okay, you disgusting fuckwad.
Who does this? One of the Amish people?
It is an Amish thing.
An Amish dentist?
Look, they're not listening to this to correct me, so I can say it.
But they
why can't they have dental care? Because of drugs?
It's Novocaine? Expensive.
Kids will get kicked.
Expensive.
Novocaine.
But they like barn raising so much. They're like, let's make everything wood.
They like that so much.
I really don't know. They take up, but,
hold on a second.
Then the
I don't think she ever said that they give them wooden teeth.
Well, it came off
it was coming from there. But the dentures don't always fit perfectly, and they have issues with their gums, and they've. Of course, that's going to be very
painful.
But then
where do they get the dentures?
Look, if you're ex-Amish and you want to write in, call us at
hagclaims8.com.
Yeah.
Please. I would love
to hear
from
a former Amish person. If you're on your rumspringa and you're listening to this.
Yes. Take one day off.
So...
It must be exhausting.
Even just putting on a jacket with all the hooks and eyes,
dentures, the whole fake beard.
Sometimes I think about dentures though.
You have to spend all that money on spirit gum.
When
the Foley fly system?
When? So like in our culture, typically it's senior citizens who have dentures.
Sure.
When does that become the thing?
Where
when
you're like,
do you transfer?
Let's slip into some dentures.
When do you crossover, like you do then pull all your teeth and just do, I'm like, when does that, because like my grandma had dentures, but I wasn't really aware of that.
Right.
And then
they would just slip sometimes.
I never saw them. No. It was only when she
she'd
was
always be going,
when, like God. At the near the end of her life that I was aware that she had dentures, but it was like, I
last thing she did was took them out and threw them at you.
Yeah.
my final
I just
word.
Didn't really think about it, but I'm like, I'm sure many people who are 90 have dentures, but yeah. Like,
my dad had dentures.
So my question is, when do you go from regular teeth to being like, let's just call it and just go to dentures?
Let's get them all out.
I don't know. And I imagine it's the amount of teeth that can be preserved, because he did not like have a full set of dentures. It was like,
so they fit in between other teeth that already exist.
Yeah. Well, I think he had back teeth, but he didn't have any more front teeth
because they got too weak or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so sad,
because I think the teeth can, the infection can, whatever can, the rock comes can for the spread.
This is why I don't believe in God, is because like, if there was a God, he would make teeth last forever. So why do we get rid of baby teeth? And then suddenly we have adult teeth. What? It's like too confusing.
I'm a little mad at you because I asked you to let me guess why you don't believe in God.
I'm so sorry. Spoilers.
And we've been saying for years.
I felt like I was really close too.
He was getting really close. It was kind of 20 questions times a million.
Yeah. What did you narrow it down to?
I narrowed it down to, why do we have nightmares? That seems unfair. Right? Can we just sleep?
Can we have just like pleasant dreams?
Yeah.
We always say sweet dreams.
Yes.
Right before bedtime to each other.
And the platypus.
Oh, yeah. The platypus is like, what's the point?
It's a weird combo.
It feels extinct.
But it's not. It should be.
What's the deal with ants?
What?
We don't need them.
Good question.
We don't.
I think we do.
No, we do. Here's
humans don't.
I know, but here's what everyone says. Ants, bees, all this shit. They're always like, well, we need them because they kill the other thing. Let's exterminate them all.
And that way there's no need for something to kill the other thing.
Well, yeah. I've long said we should be developing synthetic bugs.
Yes.
That leave us alone.
Yes.
But
AI controlled bugs.
They take care of everything they're supposed to do.
You used to scream that on street corners.
It's like a big sign.
Little tiny mechanical bugs that are like Roombas that clean up everything.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have.
Oh, no, we're saying different things.
Oh, why?
I'm saying replace the bugs that bother us with robot bugs.
That's what I'm saying.
But not to clean our homes.
No, not to clean. I'm saying they're like Roombas, but
stop saying Roombas.
They're like Roombas that clean up the other mechanical bugs that are bug. You know, the ones that they're like. If ants kill whatever,
they only kill their own.
I don't want
own.
This all happening in my house.
Sure you do.
No, I don't want to see this.
There is an ecosystem you're unaware
of. I want to sell you some bugs.
Exactly. I don't want to see the ecosystem.
What's it going to take to get some bugs in your house? Mechanical bugs that I sell you.
I already have all the bugs that live in my eyebrows and eat whatever.
Ugh!
Isn't that crazy that you have bugs all over your face right now?
I don't respect that.
You don't respect it.
I don't respect that belief.
They're there. They're just eating away at your face right now.
They're micro mites.
And anytime you like kiss another person, you're eating their bugs.
That's
so don't insane. Kiss anyone.
Okay.
Now you took science class from a 7-year-old. Is that correct?
Sure.
I caught one.
How about you're eating their bugs?
When you eat the bugs of somebody's face, so you get all the bugs that they have.
If a girl puts her hand on your pee, then she gets pregnant.
We should introduce ourselves. It's 10 minutes into the episode.
Please allow me to introduce ourselves. My name is Paul F. Tompkins.
My name is Lauren Lapkus.
And my name is Scott Aukerman. This is Threedom. You know what it is. You love it.
Come on.
Come on, guys.
You know what this is.
John Q. Public. That's like a... Yeah. That's like a...
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
It's from the Bible.
Oh, that's John 3:16. I'm sorry.
Is that supposed to be like a John Doe thing?
No, John Doe is someone that is anonymous.
What's John Q. Public?
That's the average person.
A term for, the people at large.
Oh, okay.
Joe Lunchpail.
It's actually, I don't think it's the average person. I think it's like a collection of, John Q. Public is everyone.
Oh, the public.
Yeah,
the public. You think it's John Q. Public?
Junk you public.
Junk you public, Roomba. Oh my God, a demon appeared.
Junk you public, Roomba.
You want to steal our souls. Junk you
public, Roomba. And then I pull your heart out of your chest.
God, I wish.
You wish?
Oh, I don't want it anymore.
Sweet, sweet death.
It hurts too much.
Too much love.
No, I have a heart attack.
No,
I have a heart
attack. Ongoing.
Doctor, I have a heart attack.
Oh, can I tell you about this doctor I went to?
Sure.
Please.
Oh, God, I'll tell you about something that happened to me.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh. I don't have one.
Okay, you know how a year and a half ago, over a year now.
A year and a half?
A urine.
A year and a half, Junkie Public, Roomba. He's creating his own language. You know, you're not saying
it's like
anything.
Esperanto or something.
It's crazy.
Why won't you come to your senses? Gotta do, do, do.
Reminds me of Seinfeld, of course.
So a year and a half ago, I broke my foot playing pickleball.
That was tough.
Previously on Threedom.
That was tough.
Previously on Threedom. Ow, ow, my foot.
My fucking foot.
I was trying to play this little dumb game.
Are we going
to
continue the pickleball game?
No, I got to keep trying. Let me dink the dunk.
That guy broke his foot.
We went to the Hollywood Bowl when I had the broken foot and didn't know it.
That's
right.
You were walking around on it.
That's
walking
horrible.
Uphill.
Yeah. Wait, did you see Steve Martin?
Martin Short.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I broke my foot. I was in the walking boot during the entire...
Ooh, too scary.
No, I was in the walking boot and then I got it off right before the tour and I was in a brace for the entire tour.
Then
that's tough.
Return of the walking boot.
Yes.
Return of the walking boot.
And then then I was in physical therapy and stuff. Okay. So
let's get physical.
Physical. So I've had this issue with it the entire time where anytime I point my toe as if I'm
doing ballet.
Doing ballet, exactly. And during the physical therapy,
When you try to show cool up, oh, it's over there.
And then I point with my foot. Or like basically.
Because pointing with your hand is rude.
Walking downstairs or climbing over something will trigger it. But I would feel the nerve on the top of my foot twinge. And so for a year and a half, I've been going to this podiatrist or foot doctor, and I've been saying,
thanks for translating, because I had no clue what a podiatrist was.
This is the thing, he doesn't call himself a podiatrist, so
podiatrist.
Sure he doesn't.
Roomba.
He calls himself a junkie public Roomba. He has devil horns.
So I've been describing these symptoms and he would be like, well, it'll go away.
What? That's good.
It'll go away after time. And then he would prescribe me like this years? THC.
When you're dead.
THC cream and stuff like this.
Come on.
And I would get
foot's get high. Foot's getting high.
My foot was so baked. So it just has never gone away. So he said, okay, you know what? Let's go to this other doctor and get a nerve test. And I was like, okay. And I scheduled it. Didn't think about it at all. I was just like, I'm going to this doctor. What is it? Oh, it's a nerve test. I get to the doctor. He's like, so, do you know what's happening today?
What?
Like, no. He goes, you didn't look up what you're going to be doing today?
Oh, come on. These motherfuckers.
I'm sorry.
They tell us not to look anything up.
I know.
They do?
Yes. Well, doctors are always like, don't Google.
Yeah. Oh.
Because
it'll
Google
freak you
will
out.
Disconnect your phone.
Yeah.
Unplug your modem.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
He's like, you didn't look it up? You don't know what's happening? I'm like, no. I'm starting to get really nervous. I'm like, no. What are we doing? He's like, well, we're doing a nerve test. He's like, okay, well, reactions to this can be either very mild or you can be writhing around the floor in pain. So, we'll see what happens with you. But basically, I'm going to be attaching these electrodes to your legs and foot, and then I'm going to be sticking needles into your feet. And
did he say writhing around on the floor in pain?
Something to that effect. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what you pictured, at least.
Yeah. And I'm going to be sticking these needles into your foot and activating the nerves. Like they're electric shocks. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And so I got this done.
Can I see your credentials, please?
You didn't look up what I'm doing. It's called Crazy Poke Ya. And I'm going to poke you with these noodles, Roomba.
Crazy Poke Ya.
So he put a bunch of noodles in my veins.
I'm going to poke you with these noodles.
Put the noodles in my veins. That's much of the pasta.
So he started doing it, and thankfully, I think because in physical therapy, one of the things they were doing to try to cure this was wrapping my leg up in this thing that would give me electric shocks, and you would turn it up as far as you could take it.
Oh, so you could lose weight in your foot.
I'm sort of remembering when I had plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis, noodles in the veins.
When I had plantar fasciitis, darling, you have no idea.
Fasciitis, whatever. They did some electrode thing on my feet.
Right.
That would be like something. Sounds
so cool. You would turn it. They would say, this is going to be 15 minutes. Turn it up as high as you can in order where you can still take it for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right. So I would turn it up as high as I could. Yeah. So I think because of that, he's basically like sticking this needle in my thing and making my nerve go.
Yeah. And then
sticking a needle in your thing.
Yeah.
And that sounds my painful. Needle thing. But so is that to see? Like,
can you tell the difference?
Is that to see which nerve is being activated?
Yes.
The pain you're feeling.
Also, he's sticking a needle in it and hearing like the echoes in it and stuff like
that. It would be like
literally
he's like a dolphin. He's like,
it's like connected to a computer with like these sine waves and stuff. And it's like going,
ew.
Uh-huh.
And so
that's your foot noise.
Yeah.
Ew.
So he's trying to figure out which nerve is the problem. Right. And so he does all this and he goes, all right, well, go back to your, I'll send the results.
You didn't ride around it.
I didn't. I was fine. I like literally just.
Did he seem disappointed?
It would make spaz. Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. He wanted you to be like, oh God, Doc, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
Okay, tough guy. Go back to your little house.
Yeah.
I presume you have a little house for a little tough guy. So I was fine. I was just like, didn't make any noise and just was like, oh, this is, I mean, it's uncomfortable in the way of like
noise.
Of like weird that it's happening to you because you're having spasms.
Right.
But I was fine. So then I went back to my foot doctor and he's like, these results are inconclusive. Go back and get it redone.
I hate this.
What the fuck?
Didn't that guy know that?
I don't know. So I went back the other day and said, I guess we got to redo it because he doesn't know. So he had me redo it again. But then he's like, okay, I think we're going to test out what nerve it is. He goes, you didn't drive here, did you? I'm like, it's Santa Monica.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I did. He goes, you're not driving back though, right? I'm like, well, no one's giving me any instructions.
What the fuck?
Yes, I drove here. So he's like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to block your nerve. So your driving foot is going to be numb. So I'm like,
what is this nonsense?
So I call my coworker.
How does he know which foot is your driving foot?
That's a good point.
You might be a left-footed driver.
Exactly, like me.
Do they make cars for left-footed drivers? You make cars?
I do.
Wow, can I buy one?
Do you want a left-foot car?
Just for the days where I get my nerve blocked.
All right.
You had this issue before with this foot where you couldn't drive.
Well, I drove the whole tour.
You weren't supposed to.
Yeah, they said no.
So
well, your nerve says otherwise.
Oh, you fucking got
it.
Because
if you fucking let it rest.
Right? You're the architect of your own misery.
Destruction. Yeah. That's true. So I call my coworker, the baker, and she takes an Uber to Santa Monica at 4 in the afternoon during rush hour.
She drive?
Because she's got to drive my car.
I understand now.
Yes. Yeah. So and he injects lidocaine into my nerve.
Nice.
And trying to see if that's the one. And he's like, well, just write to me tomorrow and tell me if it
write helped. To me? Send me a postcard.
It was a letter. It was like
enclosed $1.
and by the way,
stamped envelope for my return.
And I'll send you a sticker.
By the way, by the time my coworker arrived, I was like, my foot feels fine. you didn't need to drive here and I could have driven home. But anyway.
Great.
So
I'm sure she loved to hear that.
The good news is
you should have really played it up like, oh, my little foot.
Oh, my fucking foot. The good news is that was the nerve because it felt great for it felt great for about 15 hours. And then the symptoms returned and he's like, yeah, that's perfect. That's when it wore off. So we found the nerve. So
now what?
This guy sounds like he's fucking making it up as he goes along.
Yeah. But what happens next?
Well, next is they're going to put steroids into it and then it may go away. And if not, then they block the nerve, which is like an operation.
Oh, God.
And so he goes, he goes, can you just take it? Can you just survive with it? Or do you want to do this operation? I'm like, well, how involved is the operation? He goes,
you didn't look it up?
Yeah. He goes, it's simple.
Well, then I want to do it, bitch.
But this is the...
I don't like being talked to like this. Like this is so rude.
But this is the other doctor. Remember the last operation I had?
I'm trying to remember.
On your balls?
Yes. The drain your balls?
Yeah.
Operation.
The D your Bs.
This guy was like, it's a simple operation. It's outpatient. He goes, we'll just numb you and snip and do it.
And it wasn't.
And it was... It was horrible, and I passed out, and they got the smelling salts, and then I was out of it.
I forgot all the details.
Then I was out of it for a week. So this is what I'm afraid of is like they can do an operation that blocks the nerve.
Like it's simple.
Which is like
cut your foot open.
It's a reset of the nerve.
It's simple for me. Yeah.
I was like, do they put you out? He goes, no, it's just a simple operation.
Well then, yeah, sign me up.
That's how I feel. But what if it's like this ball operation?
Exactly. What if they go through your balls to get to your foot?
Oh man, I hope so.
What?
Oh my God. Well, you want to hear my story?
Yeah.
So
wait, we don't have time.
Oh, that sucks.
Let's take a break. But Lauren has a very important story on the other
cliffhanger.
Side.
Okay.
And we're back.
Okay, so I was helping Mike because he had a number of doctor's appointments that were getting confusing.
Where do I go?
Well, they were he was getting different texts. Anyways, like they're like, your appointments at the same, your appointments at that time. We didn't know which one was for which person. So it was like, I called this place.
He just like wrote the word doctor. Who go?
He was
doctor two times.
I'm not throwing him under the bus. It was not his fault.
He's a smart guy who just is dumb about this one aspect of his life.
He was just getting annoyed. And I was like, let me just call. Okay. So it was that type of situation. So I get on the phone and I call this doctor and I was like, it was the guy working at the front desk. And I was like, hey, I'm calling.
They didn't just connect you right to the doctor.
I was like,
hi, I'm in surgery. What do you need?
I was like, hi, I'm calling to see. I had left a message already where I had said, I'm just calling to see what time this appointment is for today. Please call me back. And so he calls me back and he's like, hi, this is so-and-so from the doctor. And I was like, yeah, great. I was calling to see what time the appointment is today. He's like, I've been trying to get your husband to fill out some paperwork. And I go, oh, no, I know. He'll do that. I just wanted to know if he has to leave right now or if it's later. And he goes, oh, okay, wait, we'll just talk about your thing. And I was like, what? And he was like, you interrupted me.
Oh, come on now.
It was.
Wow.
Shocking. It was.
Wow.
I was like, oh, okay.
Holy shit.
And then he went on to say all the appointments today have been canceled. His appointment was moved to next week. And I was like, well, when was someone going to tell that? But okay. And then I was like, he'll fill out all the forms. And then I was like, I'm sorry for interrupting you, by the way. And he was like, it's okay. But I was like being passive aggressive.
So you apologized.
I was being passive aggressive. But I could not believe. And then we found out later his appointment
didn't even work there.
His appointment was never, that was the confusion. His appointment was never at that place. It was always going to be the next week there. But then he said all the appointments are canceled. It's next week. I'm like, you're just saying that to get me off the phone.
This basic bitch.
It was so crazy.
That's wild.
But I couldn't believe that. Oh yeah, no, we'll just talk about your thing. I was like, oh, the thing that I called you about that you're calling me back about, you don't want to talk about for some reason?
Not even like, ma'am, you interrupted me, ma'am.
But like, I wasn't wasn't even being rude. Like,
I know, but to be like that sarcastic.
It was so instantaneous.
You need to use all of your power in the Hollywood ecosphere to get this guy
I'm
going to
get that guy. But it was so instantaneous that I was like, this is just how you are. Because like, obviously my message was, what time is my appointment? You called back and tried to not tell me that when I asked that. And then I said, I just need to know what time the appointment is.
Yeah.
And you're mad at me.
Here's the other thing. Doctors now, anytime you go see any doctor, they want you to fill out a million forms before you get there
that's
online.
That's a new problem.
It's a new thing. Don't give me homework before I go.
I like the clipboard.
Yes.
I think there are times
on it.
Let me play with the clipboard.
I have filled things out online and then I'm still filling things out when I get there.
They want you to fill them 1,000%. Out again.
They don't actually have it, or they didn't. There's some fucking bullshit. I don't like the fill it out in advance.
There should be no doctors.
Well, the system is horrible.
There shouldn't be borders.
Borders without doctors.
Yes, borders without. We had so many borders, bookstores.
We got away with the border.
It's a really horrible system in our country.
That's why we need socialized medicine.
Yeah. I'm coming around on this. Yeah. I think you might be right.
I know. After the 90th GoFundMe that I've donated to, I'm like, what is this shit?
It's fucking bleak, man.
It's just horrible.
It's so bleak.
Don't get sick. If you're a listener, don't ever get sick.
Yeah. That's my advice.
Anyway, so that's my story. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how
I can't believe that is a shocking story.
My head was spinning.
I wish I'd had the balls to be that rude when I worked retail.
Yeah.
And people would call and be assholes.
I wasn't even being an asshole. I was being very polite.
I don't think I ever had an asshole on the phone at Hats in the Belfry.
Yeah, if you're calling Hats in the Belfry, like you're
bowler's cap.
It really was
bowler's cap.
I can't remember what it's called.
Like, do you have swimmer's
asking
cap?
Asking if I have a disease.
Do they have swimmer's caps?
Do you have bowler's cap?
What is the word
we
looking for?
We did not sell swimmer's caps.
You should have.
Swimming caps.
That would be a fun little thing.
Yeah, mostly it was just people saying, do you have this kind of hat? And I'm trying to remember, like, what's
the most specific question?
Did you have to know every type of hat?
Would they ask about certain sizes? Like,
did you naturally know every type of hat?
Oh my God, one at a time.
Paul, over here.
Yeah.
Did you naturally know about every type of hat already? No. Was it innate to you?
People will call about the hats, and every time I would say,
are you doing Biden?
Yeah.
And he trails off. No, but like, was there ever a super specific call would have been like,
like an Abe Lincoln hat, like shit like that. People would ask for stuff like that. And do you have like a jester hat?
And did you?
And we did.
Wow. We did have but were they more like, it's for someone who likes to dress like a jester. It's a leather jester.
It's not for someone who doesn't want to dress
it's
like a jester.
It's not for a costume. It's not for a costume. This is a lifestyle.
I'm mostly nude. I have a question.
This is going to be a daily hat for him. It's not going to be needs to be durable.
We did sell a lot of, we had like regular hats on the shelves, and then we had costume hats on the walls.
Right.
Hanging up on the walls that we got down by means of a long stick. And we also sold the classic plastic helmet with the beer can holders.
Wow. Beer. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Scrolls.
Beer hats.
So yeah. it was like a funny store.
It had a whimsical side, but you could also get just a regular old hat there.
I almost think they were doing too much.
Could you order?
I beg to differ.
You felt like it was just right.
It was just right.
If someone came in and said, like, do you have this specific hat and you didn't have it? Could you say, like, we're going to get it, though, to you in 4 weeks?
Or if you're like an independent bookstore, you're like, we'll order that specifically for you because we love to.
I think it was just based on what they
had
always carried.
Hat.
So hat. If it was
this
something
is what we had,
you couldn't like just name something and then we'd find it.
Right.
It was like if
it wasn't the internet.
No, it wasn't the internet.
Sweetie, this was before the computers were even.
Yeah. I would tell people you want to get on an information superhighway.
would they give you free hats? We've never talked about this, Paul.
And
this is a question that all of our listeners have had.
We've talked about this store much, and never have I learned what types of hats.
We've never drilled down any of the details. Learned.
I've been dying for a deep dive on this store.
So
let's do this.
I knew someday you guys would
coming
up
around.
The courage to ask.
We've been cowards.
We're coming around, Junkie Public New Room.
Now.
Noodles in my veins.
Noodles in my veins.
Noodles in my veins.
We would get a discount.
How much?
One hat for every 10 hats you bought?
I really want.
Yeah, the store was run by those monkeys.
What store do you think, or what place do you think is the best for getting like a really good discount on the thing, or like a free service? If you work there,
I guess anything involving food.
I mean, when I worked at
free food.
Marie Callender's, obviously
restaurant roundup.
Yeah.
I would go home with like three pies every
night. That's great.
But I thought that was every restaurant.
Oh, right. That was special to them.
And so then when
so
I
you
worked,
would go into another restaurant and say, give me three pies. Yeah. Get out of here.
Wearing yeah. a ski mask and holding
for free.
A gun. No, but when I worked at like Baker Square, then they would throw away all the unused food in a dumpster that they would lock.
Yes.
So that unhoused fucking people horrible. Could not eat it.
That's so gross.
And I was always like, well, could I just take it home? They're like, no, because if you get sick from this, you can sue the restaurant. Right. I was like, But Marie Callender's three pies.
Yeah. Baker Square French silk pie. So good.
Mm,
yeah.
That sounds good.
I like a French silk. I like a French silk. Like I haven't pie. Had
a, from a dumpster. That
I only
you,
eat it from a locked dumpster that I break into.
I love yes. a poisonous pie in a locked dumpster. And I love the legal system. But this store, that Hats in the Belfry location where I worked.
They had more than one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where are they?
There was one.
Was one called Hats in the Belfry 2?
No. Do you think they number all the, like, the J. Crews?
But you know how there's,
J.
like...
J. Crew number 225.
Was one a parody of Hats in the Belfry? Like, Hats in the Belfry?
Yeah, Bats in the Helfry.
There are places that say 2.
Yeah, okay, man.
Like the there's a bar, right? Isn't there a bar?
And I wouldn't equate Hats in the Belfry to J. Crew with thousands of locations.
Well, you've never been there.
Okay.
It had thousands of locations in Philadelphia alone.
Wow.
Was this purely Philadelphia or were they?
No. I think they were also in Baltimore. They were on the East Coast.
Water.
What are you doing?
I don't know. No. So I'm trying to say water like water. They do in water. Water.
No,
water.
Like they do water. In water. Oh, is it Philadelphia? Yeah.
Okay.
W-O-O-D-E-R.
And water. In water. Baltimore, wouldn't be more water?
I don't know. I don't like
this
these places.
This is disgusting to me. So the location where I worked, this is before the other location happened in Center City, which I think was the last one in Philly. And I think it recently closed down.
Oh, no.
People keep me up to date.
Recently. That was, they lasted a long time.
Yeah, they really did.
So there's no Hats in the Belfries any longer?
I think in Philly, I believe there are not. But here's what happened at this location. It went out of business.
No, not enough hats.
And the manager... Yeah, not enough hats.
They ran out of hats.
The demand was
too high.
The manager at the time said, the store is closing. Here are your paychecks. Take whatever you want.
Wow.
Wow.
And I took a bunch of crazy ass hats.
You would really benefit from this.
I did.
But not everyone. Did everyone who worked there love hats?
No.
Okay.
I definitely loved hats more than anyone else.
So how many hats did you take?
I took like half a dozen hats.
Did you take a jester like hat?
Like, I would take
I did
more.
Not take a jester
half
hat.
Half a dozen sounds like more than six. It just
yeah,
feels
I bet he
like
took 20 hats.
Half a dozen, like just a phrase.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's almost like when you say like a quarter of a million, it's like, that's so what? It's a, well, it's a quarter of a lot of things. It's not
is,
a million.
Why are you saying half a dozen? Just say a handful.
Just say
that's
six.
Five.
Just say six.
No, just say five. Because you probably
why doesn't
didn't
he just why doesn't he just say the number that he actually took?
Yeah.
Six.
Why are you lying to us?
You're passing my test, which is wonderful. But then that store reopened.
And they didn't have
any
hats.
And they
location.
Needed your hats back. And you had to give them back.
Paul. You got to come.
The we beer, made a mistake.
We need the beer can hat. We need the choker hat.
You just took six beer cans out because you bought a 12-pack the previous yeah. day.
And then I was mad that they didn't come with beer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I thought the beer would just
half a dozen hats needs a dozen beers. This is not yeah. math. This is not math.
Math is not mathy. I think it was a couple years later that they reopened.
Noodles in my veins.
And they did what?
They reopened. And then eventually closed down again.
Well, as
that's unfair.
But people, when it reopened, it lasted a really long time.
If a place reopens, it should not be legal to close.
It's 2024 and people don't want hats.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's the thing. No one wears hats anymore because our heads are warm from global warming.
I don't
if you
think
had
that
to guess
true.
What year it is without knowing at all.
Wait, let me cover my ass.
Do you know what I mean?
What year do you
okay,
think?
Okay, ask me.
What
you,
year is it?
Do you know what? A little bit in your head, it's like a different year. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I guess like if
it's
I'm
like
sort
1776?
I'm like it's loosely 2014.
1776.
But like it's actually 2024.
1776.
But I'm sort of like, you know, like how people are always like, if you want to feel old, 2000 was 24 years ago or whatever. It's like,
right.
There's a little bit of that where I'm like, I kind of feel like it's not that far ago, but it is.
I right. feel like.
Well, Thomas Edison is closer to yes. Urkel, the Urkelbot.
Yeah.
Than he was to the light bulb.
That's right.
That makes no sense.
No, Thomas Edison was.
It does.
Albert Einstein was alive when Pearl Jam was a band. And Pearl Jam has been a band longer than Albert Einstein was even alive.
Pearl Jam had a secretary named Einstein. Einstein had a secretary.
And Pearl Jam is a woman?
Yes.
And the Pearl Jam was a woman the entire time. Pearl Jam
was a woman.
You know what I always think is
Eddie
crazy?
Eddie Vedder was a woman.
I think Picasso's life is crazy.
Make it so.
I mean, like, I don't think so. I thought he had a very normal, boring life.
But what are the dates?
He was an asshole.
I feel like he was alive much
later. He made other people's lives interesting.
I thought. Because didn't he die in the 90s?
Now, that's what always is interesting to me when you...
He died at the premiere of
Spies
Like Us.
I'm sorry, he died in the 70s.
Spies Like Us.
He was born in 1881. He died in 1973. And I just feel like that's pretty recent.
Did he ever go to Studio 54?
Nikola Tesla, he was in the audience. He was one of the first people to see the movie JFK.
Yes. And he hated it.
He said, too long.
Too long. Goodbye. And then he died.
Goodbye. You are the longest movie. Goodbye.
I honestly, if I would love to have a presence of mind.
After Killers of the Flower Moon.
When I'm dying to say, goodbye.
You are the longest movie. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Did we all see that? Killers of the Flower Moon?
No.
I did. Yeah.
I liked that Leonardo DiCaprio was playing a guy who was just fucking dumb. Yeah. He had like a dumb face.
And he had bad teeth.
Yeah.
Bad teeth. He was Amish.
Mm-hmm. He had nice teeth, you would have been like, this is taking me out of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
I'm constantly imagining the teeth back
then.
That
happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, also, he would have been too handsome where they'd be like, just go to Hollywood, be a movie star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think he's that handsome anymore.
I feel
isn't that weird? I mean, it's like,
check my boner.
Or maybe we're so what I think. We're so used to him.
Like as how old is he now? Is he like a middle-aged
man? He's 50, isn't he?
Yeah. He just looks
for 50?
Let me look.
For 50 looks great.
Woodbang.
He's a very attractive man. But he
doesn't look the same to me anymore.
But he also was always sort of uniquely handsome, I would say.
But I also feel like he's one of those guys that looks
This is going to come back to haunt you when you host SNL and he's the musical guest.
He's 6 feet. I'm in.
He's 6 feet.
I didn't realize he was so tall.
I feel like this is a weird theory, I guess.
Okay.
But I feel like people have.
Is this a segment? Paul's Weird Theories?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Paul's Weird Theories.
Paul's Weird Theories.
When I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And Brad Pitt in that movie, mm-hmm. I felt like, this is handsome. This is the age that he's supposed to be. Mm. Like, this is when it all comes together. Like, right.
He's never not been extremely attractive.
He's been attractive, but he didn't.
He has the depth of
this
age.
This is the most attractive he's ever been.
Yeah, check him out in Fight Club when he's shirtless fighting.
Yeah, Scott's.
I've seen it. Thank you. I stand by my theory.
Okay.
And I feel like for Leo, I think he passed that time.
He's passed now.
Hey, I like hearing men talk about other men's looks.
I like to hear men talking about other men's bodies.
You like that?
We don't get this enough.
You like us talking about
not in that way. Talk to each other.
Hey, Paul. I like your body.
I like your body.
I like the casing around your soul.
I like the contours of your frame.
Wow.
Wow, I'm enjoying this. It's fine because it's preferable to us talking about women's bodies on this show.
It is preferable.
Oh, wait, can we
to
do
me.
That?
I think we're allowed.
This brings me to a question I was going to ask.
Women's bodies.
On the previous episode, I didn't get to.
Yes,
but I don't know if it actually works both ways. But so... a lot of times men will date younger women.
Sure.
And so it's
hard to,
I guess
I will say it's hard to date someone who's the exact same age as you.
Why? Because it's just hard to figure out that math.
Well, I mean, they have to be born on the birthday that you have.
Yeah.
That is very hard.
The odds are.
To date someone who has your exact same birthday. That's hard.
It's very
difficult.
Side
note, I just read this thing that Jay Leno, is attracted to people who are born on September 5th.
Here's something.
My birthday's September 6th. But
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have to find this little...
Recent Jay Leno news.
I read something where Jay Leno is attracted to people who were born on September 5th.
Okay, listen, this is what it says. It's an interview.
It's an interview?
I don't know what it's from. Jay Leno.
Source?
Madeup.com?
Source. X. Twitter X, whatever. Jay Leno. I've lived with five
women. Let's call it X.
I've lived with five women and every one of them was born on the same day. I can look at a woman and go, September 5th. I don't know why that is. I don't look for a woman born on September 5th. I just wind up attracted to them. Mavis says, when we met, he asked when my birthday was and I said September 5th. He started laughing. I remembered it so clearly. I said, what? And he said, oh, nothing. And then Jay says, I remember I had
Kathy. Her in.
Yeah, what the fuck? That would concern me.
Why are you keeping this close
to
the vest?
Well, because you don't want to say everyone I date is September 5th. It just sounds...
Yeah. But you have to say something.
Yeah, you can't just be like, ah, nothing.
Why are you laughing my birthday?
Yeah.
No reason.
Okay, well, it worked out. They've been together for 5 years.
You are the longest.
You are the weirdest date. Come on.
I remember I had Kathy Geiswait on The Tonight Show, who, of course, created Kathy
created
Comics.
Kathy.
Of course.
And I said... He said, I'm happily married. Don't take this wrong. I'm attracted to you, but in an odd way.
Said this to her on the show?
Were you born on
Call
or,
HR.
Were you born on or around September 5th?
Oh, now it's
5th?
On or around.
And
get
she
the
said,
fuck
yes,
out of
September
here.
5th.
All right. This I don't like any
now,
of this
Now, I'm September 6th. Either. So for me, it just makes me wonder, would he be attracted to me in an odd way?
Jay Leno, right? Please go to hagclaims8.com. Leave us a voicemail. Would you bang Lauren?
No, it's not that. He's a happily married man. Would he be attracted to me in an
and
odd
yet
way?
Pass on banging Lauren?
Yes. I'm unavailable for such actions. But
That's a great way to turn down sex.
I'm unavailable for such actions.
My question is... So, like, there'll be times where, like, a celebrity who is somebody I grew up liking, like...
Here's what I bet happens. Okay. Any woman that he's attracted to comes on the show and he goes, I'm attracted to you. When were you born? Yeah. And it's always, like, April 12th or whatever. And he's like...
No, but he set up, were you born on September 5th?
So he probably says that to everyone and 99% go, no. And he goes, well, I'm still attracted to you.
Ew.
Okay. My question is still coming. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I know. It's been really
so
a
am
huge
I.
Build up. Okay, disgusting.
Okay, disgusting.
There are celebrities that I grew up like watching and things and admiring and whatever. And then they'll marry someone who's my age where right. I'm like, so I could have married them. You know, it's that feeling of like. And also
like
even,
when you were 14?
No, like. They marry someone my age now.
Yeah. Right.
They
so
marry
if you
them
met
now.
Them, well, if you had met them before that person.
If you had held
I
off.
I could have married them.
Yes.
I think
we've
this?
Talked about this about a specific person. You've thought that about.
Oh, well, don't bring it
maybe
up.
Maybe not on this show, but yeah.
Okay. I'll have to ask you about that later.
Al Gore.
But then the question is, I don't know if it works the other way because it's kind of gross the other
what
way.
What other way?
But like, you know, like you mentioned Mary-Kate and Ashley, and they marry people who were older or one of them did. And then I'm like, oh, well, that happens the other way, too, where it's like, oh, somebody. But then I guess it's gross if I'm asking it that way. It says it. Don't like answer it.
If you're dating.
Don't answer.
Don't answer.
Are you asking us to marry you?
No, don't answer it.
Do you know what? Here's a thing that I am realizing. Somebody asked me like about celebrity crushes. And I have there's a weird thing now where, you know, how mentally you have not aged in a certain way or emotionally,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I still feel 10.
I see.
You act like it.
Fuck you. If I see a current attractive actress in a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she's very attractive. And then I'm like.
She'd find me disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm old and gross.
I'm too old
but
to
that's
be
kind of my
having
point
a crush on this actress.
Then if you saw that person marry someone who's your age, you'd go, maybe I'm not.
That's the thing. I think
I feel bad for them.
I think shoot your shot, Paul. All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
And we're back, and it's Threacher time.
It truly is, and this is a special time of year.
It's a special time during the episode.
It's a special
time
of episode.
Yeah.
And if you would like to send us a Threacher to play, Threacher is like a parlor game. And you can send it to us at threedomusa@gmail.com. Or, should we open it up to hagclaims8.com?
No.
Okay.
Hagclaims8.com is special.
Don't leave a voicemail explaining a game.
Yes, we don't want to hear your rules. You have to type it out.
So this is one we played before, and it was originally submitted by Kristen Kelly and never submitted by anyone else, which is nice.
That's wild, isn't it? When you think about it,
you think someone would like listen to this show, hear a Threacher that we played, and then submit it.
I thought it'd be like monkeys and typewriters.
Yeah. And Shakespeare.
Who?
Shakespeare originally was a monkey with a typewriter.
That's honestly what we've been trying to get down to.
He was the one guy, the one monkey in the room who ended up typing out Shakespeare's plays.
If you don't see that one monkey in the room, you're it.
Shakespeare was the one monkey in the room who ended up typing out Shakespeare plays. Plays,
yeah. Wow. And that's why they called him Shakespeare.
So because the plays were by Shakespeare?
Who?
Because the plays were by Shakespeare, so they're like, we're going to call you Shakespeare.
Yeah. Yep. You seem to be telling us your name is Shakespeare.
No, you know what? Shakespeare's a name we don't hear often.
Shakespeare's a guy.
Do you think Coco the gorilla enjoyed Shakespeare?
Oh, I'd love to know more about that whole theory.
Do you think anyone enjoys Shakespeare? Or do we just say we enjoy Shakespeare?
That's a good question.
I think there are some people who genuinely really do.
But is it, it's sort of like when you, remember, Paul, you probably have this experience.
Oh, shit,
when,
I'm on the spot.
When you'd go to the Sunset Five and watch an independent comedy, and everyone would be laughing at the screen going, ha, 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 during any joke.
Oh boy.
To prove how smart they were.
Yes, like the Brothers McMullen.
All right. This was submitted by Kristen Kelly and it's called Rated Scenes. What we're going to do is we're going to improvise a 2-minute G-rated movie scene.
Right.
Might be PG. Who knows? It's G or PG. Then we're
What's the difference? You can say
shit
one time.
Let's decide right now.
No, it's G. So it's got to be
very
G.
Clean.
G. Squeaky clean.
Then we're going to do the same scene again, PG-13.
Okay. Mm.
Then we're going to do the same scene again as R.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the same scene again as triple X.
Okay.
Triple X.
Single strange. Okay.
What if we don't want to?
Well, we're forced to.
I am unavailable for such actions.
I'm unavailable for such actions. All right. So ready? Here we go. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Scott.
How are you? Ding dong.
What's up, players?
Oh, hey, ding dong. What's going on?
I just was wondering if y'all were interested in playing fetch with my dog.
Oh, that's such a cute dog.
I love playing fetch with dogs.
Yeah, she's a Dalmatian. I just got her from the fire station. They said she was too good to be a fire dog.
Has she saved
What does
people?
That mean, ding dong?
Yeah, what does that mean?
She's just so sweet and loving, and she doesn't want to work that hard.
Oh, so she's lazy.
I wouldn't put it that way.
What? I mean, too good?
Whose words are these, too good? Yours or the fire station's?
I guess I put the label too good
what
on
did
it.
The fire, what did the firemen say?
That she didn't help out at the last fire.
And was lazy?
They didn't say lazy.
It's hard to blame a dog for not helping out during a fire.
Do you want to play fetch with my dog?
Sure.
You guys are my neighbors. I love your marriage. I'm so happy about how nice you are to me all the time.
This is a G-rated movie.
I
Can
know.
We be married?
And I would love for you to play with my dog in the yard.
What are we fetching? Can I ask that?
You're.
Oh, just, wait. Is the dog throwing the thing and we're fetching it?
You're going to throw a stick and my dog's going to bring it back.
Does the dog know it's a game?
Yeah, she's really, really smart.
Okay. All right. So where do we get this stick?
It's just off a tree. Have you ever? I'm sorry. Have you never?
Wait. Whenever every time you play fetch, you break off a branch off a tree. Can't you just find a stick?
Yeah,
on the
ground?
Yeah,
no, you're the weirdo.
You weirdo.
Oh, look, my mom's.
Oh, I found a stick.
My mom's calling me. I gotta go.
But I just threw the stick.
I didn't hear anything.
Come on, Fido.
Wait, but that stick's over there now. Who's gonna get it?
We really missed our chance, or did we?
I guess we have to get the stick ourselves.
Should we do it as a team?
Sure.
Okay.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 paces.
There we go.
Right. Hi, hey, one last thing. My mom offered.
You scared me.
Ding dong. What did you get back here?
Players,
usually
mom,
you ring the bell.
My mom offered to share this pie with you. It was too good to share with my whole family.
Too good or too lazy?
And that's it. All right. A real G-rated scene.
Yeah. From a great movie.
Yeah.
It's right. Such a good plot.
All right, PG-13 version.
Some call it a perfect scene.
Everything made sense. It moved forward and it was logical.
All right. And PG-13 and go.
Shit.
Fuck.
Ding dong.
Oh, hey, ding dong.
What's up, motherfucker, players?
Oh, we already had our one fuck. No.
I mean, what's up, players?
Ding dong, what's
Ding
happening?
Dong. What's going on?
I was wondering if you wanted to play fetch with my dog.
Oh, sure. I love playing fetch with dogs.
Shit. I don't know if I have time.
Shit. You might be right.
What do you mean you don't have time?
I'm going to do some drugs soon.
Oh, you can still play with my dog if you're on drugs.
I'm going to do implied drugs.
Yeah.
And implied sex.
Sex is implied in this marriage between you two. And I'm so.
Can we see your butt?
What?
Just butt.
Just butt.
No.
Is your body unavailable for such actions?
My body is unavailable for such actions.
All right. Where'd you get this dog?
Well, the firehouse just let her go because she was too good.
Shit.
Shit. Is that the only difference? Is we're saying shit.
Oh no, some gremlins are here.
Oh, and she
and violence.
She helped the firemen all day long every day, and they just couldn't take it anymore.
Oh no.
Shit. Shit.
Anyway, do you want to play fetch with her?
I guess.
Yeah, I'd really like to. But hold on a second. Did the firemen say this or you said this shit?
Well, this shit was kind of said by the firemen, but not in so many words. They said she left a few
Are you squeezing our shoes?
Bodies behind at a fire, and she didn't help. So they had to let her go.
All right. Well, we're going to fetch this, or where does the dog throw it?
Yeah, how just
do we
throw do one how of do your you guns guys? Through the yard, and she'll go get it.
All right, I'll throw my gun?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Bang! Shit.
Shit.
She's getting it. Don't worry. She's not dead from that.
No.
If that's what you might have been thinking.
Thinking she was dead from
carrying
that.
The gun in her mouth, but there's no violence.
See,
no blood.
Perfect.
Wonderful. And that's it.
Okay, great.
All right. And now we do it rated R.
Rated R.
This scene.
Rated R.
Rated R.
And go.
Ding Dong and the Dalmatian. Rated R.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Scott, what the fuck?
Motherfucker, what's
ding
going
dong.
On?
What's up, players?
It's fucking ding dong.
Hey, ding dong, do you want to fuck?
I hope I didn't interrupt you guys having sex with each other because you're married.
No. We're just fucking around.
We could do it without being married.
Yeah, we have anal sex right up the ass. We do both kinds of sodomy. It's great.
We don't show it. This is not rated XXX.
No.
I don't think it has to be these days.
We have dicks, but you yes. can't see them.
Speaking of dicks.
Maybe once.
Do you want to throw your dick for my dog to play fetch?
Sure.
Sure. Here we go. Woo!
Let's all show our tits.
Oh, where'd you get the dog?
Oh, the fire station threw out the window.
Those cocksuckers?
Oh, no. Yeah. They said she's a bad bitch who can't help at all. So I said, I'll take her.
I'm realizing the problem with this is we just curse more.
Yeah. What else? Are we
There's no
to do?
Difference. What?
Oh, hey, my mom's here. She, hi, boys. Oh. I baked you a pie.
Ooh, la, la, Mrs. Ding Dong.
What's up, players?
Can I make it look like I'm fucking the pie?
That's what I want you to do.
Without seeing your penis, though. Erect.
No, you won't see my erect penis, but
yeah.
It, you will see like a pie attached to my groin as if I'm having sex with it.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, let's do that.
Okay. You got me straight tripping, boo.
I'm going home.
Okay.
No, we're going to kidnap
Bye,
you.
Bye, Mrs. Ding Dong.
Oh, no, I'm staying.
That's right.
Ding Dong's leaving. Now fuck that pie.
Antsy. All right, XXX.
Why are we doing XXX?
I don't know.
No, we're not doing XXX.
Yes, we are. Here we go. And go.
You're stupid.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, you are.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, we're fucking right now.
Pie delivery.
It's graphic.
Hey, Ding Dong.
What's up, players? I've got a pie delivery.
Why don't you get in on this? I don't have any money. How am I going to pay for this?
Here's how you pay. Suck my dog's pee-pee.
Dogs? Okay, now this is illegal. It's
completely illegal. X.
Triple X does not cover bestiality.
Also, Triple X is meaningless. It's just X. Triple X is like made up.
And scene.
Oh, the scene ends when you don't want to do the thing I say.
Well, thank you, Chris and Kelly.
Suck my dog's pee-pee.
Yeah, I just meant out of a jar.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't anything the dog was going to know about.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a female dog. I misunderstood. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just sucking piss with a straw.
Oh, my God.
Sucking piss with a straw.
Outside the chili dog.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. But remember... you can hear our premium episodes, which we call threemium episodes.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Those are every other week on Wednesdays, and those are exclusively at CBB World and also Apple Podcasts Premium.
Yeah.
That's where we answer your voicemails. If you want to leave us a voicemail, head on over to hagclaims8.com. Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to be.
It's where all people hang out.
Follow us on the socials at FreedomUSA.
At Instagram. If you want to write to us, freedomusa@gmail.com. And of course, on Tuesdays, we do our three visiting on the twos, which is older episodes. We take them out from behind that paywall.
Yeah.
And you can hear them. So there's a lot of freedom for you guys.
And it's going to be really great for you guys. And I hope you guys love it so much and it makes your whole day.
You guys, we love you.
We love you.
Take care.
You're very special.
We're not in love with you because we're in love with each other.
That's right.
Okay. Take care now.
Bye. Okay.
No. I want the last word. Goodbye, everyone. Okay. You are the longest movie. Goodbye.